I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Yes, we're fulfilling our own destiny. Oh, yes. Thank you, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. I am Cindy Freeman, your host for the show. And in a little bit, you will be speaking with Lisa Giroux, if I pronounce her name correctly. If not, you will be correcting me. I did not speak French. I took 2 years of Latin. And believe it or not, they really are not the same languages, as much as people want to say they are. Or that one feeds off the other. However, it is Monday, February 24th, 2014. And I welcome you to the show. And I thank you for being a part of our discussion here today. We are always on Monday, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. And the purpose of the show is to bring on guests that are living their purpose so that they can share with us how they knew what it was, how they got there, and maybe some suggestions of how you might be able to get finding your purpose as well. So, again, probably the third time, thank you for being here. If you would like to be part of the discussion for the show today, you can do so on the Blog Talk Radio chat room, which is at blogtalkradio.com/purposetalkradio. We do have that open for you. We also have a discussion board, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And that one goes on during the week and during the show. So you're welcome to be a part of that and discussing anything that might be of interest to you, something that resonates with you. Whatever the case is, something, questions that you might have for our guests after the show, if you listen to the archive versions, whatever, that conversation does continue and it stays pinned to the top of the show or of that group for the most part throughout the week. So whether you listen to it on Monday or whether you listen during the week, you're welcome to participate in that. The song that you heard as you came on the air is called I Am Who I Am. It's by the group True Trinity, that being Jillian Clark, whose birthday it is today, as a matter of fact, so I do have to wish my co-writer a happy birthday, Rachel Martinez, and myself. So you can find them and that song, if you wish to purchase it, at TrueTrinity.com, TrueTrinity.com. For Purpose Talk Radio, we also have a website as well as a Facebook page, business page. The website is purposetalkradio.com. And on that, there are archives, past shows, although honestly, some of them are not there at the current time just because we are in the process of moving the website from one location to another. So rather than put all that stuff up and then have to redo it while we're doing the migration, that's a little bit on hold. But you can get the archives at blogtalkradio.com/purposetalkradio in the meantime. Additionally, on our website at purposetalkradio.com, there is information about our guests, past, present, and future. And also an opportunity for you to sponsor the show or donate to our show. So all of that is available for you. And you can always send me a message to Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. I think that should pretty much give you all our housekeeping for the day. We are looking for some guests during March. I think I have the first week booked, and that's next week. Wow. That will be Sunny Bame. She will be on the air with us next week. And then I have some openings the rest of the weeks in March. And then we are booked all the way of April and have people through there. So I'll be letting you know who some of those people are as well. So having said that, I would like to welcome to the airwaves our guest for today, who is Reverend Lisa Drew. Correct? Did I do it right? You got to correct me on it.
You did beautifully. Thank you.
I don't know. You said it a couple times for me, and for some reason, man, you know, the brain just doesn't want to put that out.
Well, you know, that's okay. We're moving on those limited beliefs, and you did beautifully, Miss Cindy. Thank you.
Thank you. Today, Lisa's going to talk to us about the four pillars needed to create a balanced foundation for your purpose. And I'd like to tell you just a little bit about her, and she will definitely be telling us a little bit more and explaining some of the terminology and the gifts and things that she uses in her practices of creating her own purpose, creating a balanced lifestyle. But Reverend Lisa has her own radio show here on Blog Talk Radio, which she will mention also for you later. She's, of course, a spiritual celebrant, hence the Reverend, a Reiki master and teacher, spirit guide navigator, a certified now and prayer practitioner. I don't know what now is, so maybe we'll have that explained too. But she loves teaching these simple, profound ancient teachings and how they apply into the modern world. A lot of us are familiar with Reiki. Most of us are familiar with prayer. They've been around a long time. And, of course, having a home studio, you will hear the sirens coming through the airwaves. So sorry about that. So I send off prayer to wherever they may be going that everyone is safe quickly. And I'll get back to the bio for Lisa while we're at it. But Lisa has studied alternative healing modalities for more than 20 years. Her years of experience in researching for herself and her clients and students have led her to a very interesting energetic path. She shares simple tools and technologies of body, mind, and spirit, or body, mind, and soul connections that help her clients attain and maintain greatest energy for their lives. Lisa's teachings are simple and accessible to all who are seeking to shift their beliefs and shift their lives toward a more energetic approach in all things. She helps her clients tap into the energetic field through meditation, prayer, breathwork, gratitude, self-awareness, self-love, and teachings on nourishment of body, mind, and soul to bring about a happier, healthier, and more harmonious life experience. Everything is personalized, which we'll hear a little bit about. She does some workshops and private, I want to call them mentoring or teaching sessions. And she is on the other side of the United States from me, well, a little bit on the other side. With mine being in Wisconsin, she's in Leadville, Colorado, with her husband, two dogs. She says a very bad cat. I want to say those two words are synonymous, aren't they? No, I just kid about that a little bit. But I've heard most people say that their cats have their own little attitudes and their own little lives. So, and the big thing is Lisa enjoys being out in the beauty that surrounds her. That's Mother Nature. Inspires each day as she likes to hike, snowshoe, dancing, drumming, for herself and her clients. And the biggest thing is that she believes life is a joy. So welcome, Lisa.
Wow, Cindy, thank you. I say love and gratitude. That I was like, who's she talking about? That all sounds amazing. And, you know, that is what this life is meant to be. And, you know, I think the thesis for today, or the question that we can start with, is what if you are on purpose? What if each and every single one of us is on purpose? And if we are on purpose, then we are exactly where we're meant to be, here and now, no matter what is occurring. Now, how do we move forward towards something even greater becomes the obstacle to our practice, to our peace of mind, our well-being, and that's what keeps us locked in what I call patterns of dissatisfaction. And if we want to break through these patterns of dissatisfaction, what I have found for me and for my clients and my students is that through spiritual practice, we can attain and maintain a sense of well-being that allows us to be vibrating at a higher frequency so that we are creating and cultivating better and better each day. And that's really what we want. We want to really stop the self-berating, stop beating ourselves up for what we did or didn't do in the past, stop being so fearful about what we might or might not do in the future, and come to this present moment, the now, where life is occurring. And we do that by through these ancient teachings, which are as relevant today as they were way back when they were written. So I'd like to start today, if that's okay. I'm going to leap right in.
Well, yes, you know, and no, but the first question I ask everybody, though, and I would like you to answer before, you know, you tell us how to get there. You know, how did you determine what your purpose is, and how did you arrive at that at this point?
Well, my purpose continues to unfold for me. My purpose each day is to attain and maintain a certain frequency, vibration, and awareness within my body, within my mind, so that I am fully present, enjoying this moment, and recognizing that the only power that we have in this life is from this moment. So each day, my purpose is to be the clean, clear vessel for the energy as I move towards whatever source, universe, the divine is conspiring for me. I believe that the universe is conspiring on each of our behalf, but we have to have a certain mindset, a certain frame of reference, a certain point of view that says that this is good and I'm willing for something better. I don't know what exactly that's going to look like, and I've always found that if I get in the way, I'm going to really muck things up. If I surrender, release, and let go of ego attachments of how I think it's supposed to be, this amazing life, this brief parentheses and all of eternity, then I am guided, I am provided for, I'm directed, protected, and effective, much more effective than if I'm like, well, I think my purpose is going to be X, Y, or Z. How does that sound?
Okay. That makes sense. Was there a turning moment for you, though? I mean, you're not busting out of the womb with that. you know?
Well, actually, we are. We absolutely come out fully capable and fully prepared, and then what happens is life, we are brilliant and genius as we are born, and then life de-geniuses us. So we jump onto a pathway, and for me, I jumped on the pathway of woohoo, party girl, and spent 20 years totally off track, off purpose, out of alignment, you know, and it was a series of awakenings and rememberings that allowed me to move beyond the reach of distraction, as I like to call it, or being the party girl, however you want to define that. But I always knew there is this innate knowingness that I can remember ever since I was a child that I had something special. And if I had that something special, that everybody else had that as well. But when I was looking around and witnessing people's lives, and I began to pattern myself after, you know, I was blessed. I had two amazing parents, infinite love and gratitude to them. However, they too were struggling in this very density of body. We have this weightiness that is our body that keeps our sparkly nature hidden from us. But I knew from a very young age that I was special and that everyone else was special. And so I turned away from that specialness because it's not celebrated in this culture. So I found specialness in, you know, on the party train, whooping it up. That made me feel special. And that worked for a long time until you come to that place where it's no longer working and you're usually belly down, face down, miserable. I was depressed. I was overweight. I was so out of alignment. But I remembered. I began to remember, and mine always began with prayer. Any time in my life where I was struggling, any time where I was so full of self-loathing, I went to my knees and began to pray. I didn't know to whom or to what, but I always knew that I would be washed clean with grace, and it always worked, and it got me up through for another day. So I can remember I was about 23 years old, and life was miserable. We don't need to go into the excruciating minutiae of every detail of every bad decision I've ever made in my life. But I remember waking up clear as a bell, thinking, and this was the last two brain cells that were clicking, click, 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 and I had this question of, please, it's got to get better than this. This can't be all it is. And that itty-bitty moment of clarity, as we say in Alcoholics Anonymous, was a profound shift for me. Now, it took me another 15 years to get clean and sober, but that's a whole other story. But along the way, I see specific times in my life where I was directed, protected, and guided towards this moment in time where life is occurring, the here and the now. So for anyone who is face down, miserable, hating this moment in time, recognize that when we come to peace here and now is when we can have that moment of lucidity, that moment of clarity that will make the universal shift towards better. We don't want to label that. We just want to say, please allow it to unfold for me beautifully from here on out. You know, Source is always talking to us. The divine is always speaking to us. We get the little whisper, you know, that little twinge in our tummy, and we disregard that. And then, you know, the Source will say something like, don't, and we disregard that. Don't marry that person. Don't go down the dark alley. Don't take that job. And we say, oh, I know better than that. And we stuff that inner voice. We silence that inner voice because we know better. Ego takes over. And when ego takes over, we have edged God out. So through practice, and, you know, my practice comes in a million different forms, but through connection, through allowing, the voice becomes clearer again, and we recognize that we have turned away from wisdom and we bought into something, be it drugs, alcohol, a job, shopping, chocolate, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever it is, because we have put everything into that making us happy. Now what that does is it gives us temporary relief from the density of this body that weighs us down, and we think that that is purpose, but it's not. It's a distraction. So through breathwork practice, pillar number one, through coming to this moment in time in this breath, which we take, we allow it to expand for maybe the first time ever. We're such shallow breathers in this culture. And then on the exhale, we release and we make a new choice. Breathwork is the first gift that we receive from the divine, and it is the connection to the divine as we move through life. Yes, there are many texts and books and teachers, but the connection to wisdom is through breathwork. How does that sound?
That works. That makes sense. You know, the first thing the doctor makes sure we do when we get out of the womb is that we are breathing. You know,
absolutely.
they don't necessarily care whether the eyes are opening or anything else. They want to make sure you're breathing. So that makes sense. We want to connect to the world with that.
Absolutely. So as we come through the channel, the birth canal, or if we're birthing our purpose, as we come through the channel towards purpose, towards enlightenment, towards a better reality, we go back to that very simple connection of breath, and we just begin by being aware that we're breathing. And it, as a teaching, just to start very simply, because we don't want to be overwhelmed, we just have a moment where we say breath in, Source in, divine in, allow the breath to expand. If you think about how do we breathe, what is the quality of this breath? This breath has a life of its own. And if you look around in the culture today, this culture specifically, we are clavicle breathers. And what that means is we breathe very shallowly and we only breathe in the top part of our lungs. As we begin to unwind, uncreate, destroy, surrender, release, and let go of all that's no longer serving us, we're using this very energetic breath where we're taking in a breath and we're imagining expansion and we're allowing our belly and our body and our mind to expand. We are taking it in and we are just expanding. And what that is an analogy to is that all the soul really wants to do in this time and space is expand. So when we begin to correlate breath and breath work with source and divine, we breathe more expansively. We open ourselves up to more expansive experiences in our body, in our mind, in our soul. So we take a big deep breath in. We just say, I am here. I am awake. I am aware. And then we let it all go. And we surrender that down. As breath work expands and as we allow our simple practice to expand, we can then, you're going to find a million ways to breathe, and all of them are beneficial. There's the 4-4-4 breath. So we would breathe in for 4. We would hold for 4, 1, 2, 3, and we would release for 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a very calming and relaxing breath. Being a clavicle breather, what happens is we go, so something occurs. Let's say we're walking along in our day and something happens, gets us off our game. What do? We immediately begin to breathe very shallowly, which causes the brain to think that we're dying. So it releases all of these chemicals that say, you're dying, breathe, and we breathe more shallowly, and it becomes this vicious cycle, and that causes this anxiety, this massive anxiety that can become an anxiety attack for some people. And when we do something like halt, okay, something is occurring here. Something has walked into our path and gotten us off our game. Through practice, we have a momentary presence of mind that says, halt, take a step back, take a breath, drop into the body, be fully present, witness this, and strengthen yourself, then surrender, release, and let go and move forward. We go into a more calm, peaceful peace of mind that reminds us, hey, I am seeking purpose today, and my purpose today is to feel fantastic, and my purpose today is to be a radiating beam of light for everyone I come in contact with and recognize that their hearts are as broken as my heart is broken, and only through practice of a very simple practice can I maintain and be fully here now so that my purpose will unfold. You and I were talking the other day, you know, sometimes purpose is, God, just let me get out of bed today and put 2 feet on the floor and maybe, you know, have some nourishment today. And if all I can do then is go back to bed, but at least I got up and sat up today, you know, infinite love and gratitude to that. Maybe tomorrow I will get my feet flat on the floor, breathe with awareness, be filled with gratitude for this life, forgive myself for everything that I've ever done, and recognize that I am connected, directed, and protected, and move forward from there. Let's all take a breath here. And as we take this breath, allow the belly to expand, and what we do now is we contract that powerful pelvic place, the powerful pelvic point, and we hold just for an instant this breath. We just offer gratitude for this moment in time, and then we just surrender, release, and let go of all that no longer serves our highest purpose. It no longer serves our calling. And when we are surrendering, releasing, and letting go, we're sending it back to the core of Mother Earth. So we're really expanding this breathwork practice. We're now breathing, exhaling down to the core of Mother Earth, where she takes all the crap, where she takes all the crisis and drama of our life, and she transmutes it into something beautiful that we then breathe back into our body and allow it to nurture, nourish, strengthen us so that we can then move forward, moving more towards purpose. We don't know, maybe we don't know what it looks like, but this connection is important. And this connection, this through this moment in time now, will allow us to maybe get an inkling. Maybe we'll get that energetic hit that says, don't do that, or yes, do that. How did that feel, Cindy? What do you think of that?
That, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I want to just jump in here on this. Last Sunday, I found out what it was like to not be breathing. You know, I often have found myself, it's interesting, you know, I've been diagnosed with asthma, and I found that, you know, there are times where I actually catch on my breath and start choking. And I was having something to eat. I don't even remember if I was laughing or joke, whatever we were doing at church, and literally was choking, and had someone not been there to force the breath. You know, Heimlich had to be done on me for me to be breathing again. You know, so I don't take that for granted right now. Talk about connection to source, and it was, had I not been there, would I not be here today? And have had the chance to think about that. You know, so as you're talking, that connection is just so in the forefront for me right now.
Wow.
And it can't
That's
be taken
amazing.
For granted. Yeah.
That is amazing. And oftentimes, those little energetic blips on the radar, as I like to call them, you know, thank God we recover from them, but they do remind us, A, of the duality of this life, the mortal body with an immortal spirit, soul, source that is coursing through it, and the importance of this breath. You know, we can go many, 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 many days without food. We can go a few days without water, but we don't go very long without breath before there are before death occurs.
Right.
And so infinite love and gratitude that to that person who was there to help you when you needed that, and to now be the witness to the quality of your breath moving forward and what it can do for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it was even a point of, you know, I basically held them off because I have choked before, you know, and thought I knew, you know, this will be fine, this will clear, this will be, you know, I'm okay. Again, like you said, though, somehow knew not to panic. Kept myself out of that because I know that, you know, like you said, that shortens the breath. So I was able to stay in that mindset, you know, and they were watching, and it was like all of a sudden, you know, the arms were flailing going, something, okay, I have no control anymore, you know. And some people were doing, which one of the things that you know of is Reiki, a couple people gathered around, and I didn't even know it. You know, they were doing Reiki while she was doing Heimlich thing, and it was like, okay, you know, I had to. And I had acknowledged for after that, too, about Reiki, which I didn't even know about. I mean, I know it because we do it in our church, but it's something that I've struggled with. And I know that's part of one of your things, too, that we'll be talking about. But, you know, some of that other energy work that we bring into our lives. So, yeah, it is just so amazing. And, you know, and it makes me question, you know, who, you know, how each person is intricate to in a purpose in our lives. Everyone we meet, and we've had this on some of our other shows, every person we cross paths with is important. You know, I connected with you through Facebook. I'm going to step away from these pillars for just a second. You know, I talk about Facebook quite a bit. You know, I coach it in my other life, so to speak. You know, one day I put out there, okay, I need some more guests. And I do have to thank, I guess she's your agent, Deb Bailey, for that a little bit. She came back and said, yeah, I've got somebody. I know somebody, you know, and
cool.
connected me to you. And it's all of, it's not what we do. It is who we know and how we connect to source and our individual purposes that put us out there in life, I think. So, you know.
Absolutely. And we are all part of the matrix. And we are all part of this web of life. And what are we weaving? And depending on what we are weaving in the web will cause, you know, the cause and effect of our life. And so we want to be mindful of that and recognize that through breath, right, I do believe, you know,
uh-huh.
in simplicity, spirituality, it is the foundation practice. We're talking about the four pillars. Breathwork is the first pillar. It is that connection. When we're breathing in everybody else too. And so we want to make sure that if we're having quality breath, we're taking it in, we're transmuting it so that we are breathing out love and light, healing, infinite possibilities for not only ourselves, but every other fellow traveler whose heart is just as broken as ours.
Oh, God, I just saw that picture. I was just going to go there with it. Yes, as you know, exactly. You breathe into this circle, and, you
yes.
know, a lot of us, you know, we learn breathe in good and breathe out the negative. We don't want to breathe out that negative. We want to be able to breathe out the good, too. So we want to keep the, you know, the good stuff going in our lives.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off there.
Oh, absolutely, and being mindful that, yes, we use our breathwork to release for ourselves so that we can continue to heal, not to be spewing it all over somebody else with negativity, for sure. So that's why we make that connection to the core of Mother Earth, and we surrender, release, and let go energetically of all that no longer serves us so that we can then transmute that and breathe it back in as strength, as power, as purpose, as moving on to the next task that will keep us moving towards whatever that purpose is going to be. And it continues to unfold. I don't think we ever attain purpose, just like we never get there, wherever there is. We're you know, it's the pursuit of happiness that keeps us most healthy and happy. You know, we think that happiness is this, you know, we're either a happiness chaser or a happiness creator. So we think the perfect mate, the perfect house, the perfect body, the perfect car will make us happy. Sure, those things give us a temporary buoying, a boost, but happiness just is. Purpose just is. If we label it, then it can't continue to evolve, and we're continuing to evolve, to heal ourselves. Recently went through another crisis for myself, and you know, every time I attain a new level, I recognize that there has to be the chaos that I have to move through, the entropy and then the chaos that I move through and have a quantum leap of healing, a quantum leap of enlightenment, so that our time in hell is shorter, the distance between hellish experiences is greater, and we're recognizing that we are creating the kingdom of God within and that heaven is on earth here and now. But we never get to that place. You know, the ego tells us, oh, you know, once you get Reiki master, you will have it all. Once you are an ordained minister, you will have it all. No, 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 that's ego. That's edging God out. Edging God in says that I am going to be mindful today of the purpose of peace of mind, well-being, happiness, health for me today so that I can stay on target and on task moving through all obstacles. You know, obstacles become like the Red Sea. They part for us. And when an obstacle comes up, we say, oh, hello, obstacle. Let me love you to the light, as painful as that sounds and as unbelievable as that sounds. Let me take this moment to be in this hellish moment, love it to the light so that I can get beyond this. Because we will continue to then bang our head against the same wall. You know, we'll marry the same person over and over. We'll create the same patterns of dissatisfaction over and over because we didn't want to do our healing work. We didn't want to look at it. We didn't want to love it into the light and then let it go. So maybe today's purpose is only that. Maybe all I can do is get my head up off my pillow, feet flat on the floor, and love myself loathing enough so that tomorrow there will be another opportunity for me to be strong and powerful and dynamic. Even more so because I don't have that level of self-loathing or worthlessness or addictive patterning, whatever it is for each of us that continues to kind of vibrate to get to another level of healing, another level of purpose moving forward. How does that sound? We may have lost our Cindy, so we will just keep continuing on here. So as we are moving through these patterns of dissatisfaction, as we are continuing to choose to heal ourselves so that we can set the example of what it means to be a powerful, dynamic woman here and now in the United States of America, where we are here, so blessed to have this liberty, this freedom to make a choice for better, to surrender and release and let go of all those things that don't serve our highest good and move us into a place of cultivating, creating better, simply. So if breathwork is the first pillar, I believe the second pillar is what I call the grace of gratitude. And gratitude is the only way, the only way where we will get anywhere. It is the fuel for our practice. When we can look at our entire windy, twisty, turny, up and down, curvy road, the good, the bad, the ugly, the times where we were victimized, the times that we victimized others, the time where we were in crisis, dangerous opportunity, that we can, from this moment in time, this powerful moment in time, look from here back along the way and come to this moment in time and say, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wouldn't ever want to go through that experience again. I'm not absolving anyone's bad behavior, but I'm very thankful for this journey, and I'm seeing it all as an opportunity for growth and expansion and light and learning. And thank you is, if the only prayer we ever say is thank you, it is enough. And from thank you, then we buoy ourselves, because if we're blaming, if we're shaming, if we're caught in grief and guilt and all of those low vibrational frequency, we are vibrating below what is called the level of integrity. We cannot differentiate truth from non-truth. We don't know what true power is. When we bump up the scale of consciousness, as Dr. David Hawkins teaches, that gratitude vibrates at 750. Enlightenment begins to occur for us at about 700. So what we do is we move into a second pillar practice of the grace of gratitude, and we just begin to mantra, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this breath and this body. Thank you for two eyes that can see. Thank you for two eyes that can hear. Thank you for beauty that I can see and hear and now begin to witness for myself. And we buoy ourselves, we kind of bring ourselves up the energetic scale so that now we can move into what is called third pillar. For this teaching today, it's the second pillar in simplicity of spirituality, of loving ourselves as we are at this moment in time, wholly, fully, and forgiving ourselves. And the practice of oneness, coming to oneness, recognizes, we were talking earlier about the matrix, that we are just one itty-bitty, teeny-tiny stitch in the matrix. If the matrix were like a blanket that just covers the entire universe. Each of us is just this little itty-bitty teeny-tiny stitch connected to all the other stitches. And we're weaving, and we're weaving. One of my spirit names is the Light Weaver, so I like to use the analogy quite a bit. So when we are offering gratitude, or as we are offering gratitude for our journey, and as we come to this new concept of, it is so important, this oneness, to recognize this oneness. But we can only love and forgive others to the degree that we can love and forgive ourselves. Self-love is the greatest gift. The reason why heart disease is the number one killer in this country is because we have blocked hearts. We've all thought it's been cruel to put up a shield over our hearts. And it has caused us to be unloving, to be unkind, to be uncompassionate. And we have
right,
to forgive
a lot.
Hi.
A lot of people think that putting themselves up on that, it's, you know, they don't have to feel if they put that shield up.
Right.
You know?
Right, and that shield becomes the way of life. And we think we're loving others, but what we're really doing is trying to control others to get them to do what we want them to do because we have an unloving heart. So we move into the practice of self-love, self-forgiveness, the relationship of oneness. And the teaching that I share is an ancient teaching called the Ho'oponopono. Are you familiar with the Ho'oponopono?
A little bit. I have a friend that just wrote a book. Her name's Anna Ashley. She's been on the show and is from Hawaii and described it in her book,
right.
Shift. So a little bit, yeah.
Feel free to explain. Right. It rewires the brain for bliss and joy. And bliss and joy is our natural state of being. But we get so wrapped up in the guilt and the anger and the shame and the blame and the grief and the, you know, the blah, blah, blahs of it all that we forget that, forgiveness is accessible and that, B, we have to access it. We have to do the work. We have to create a practice. So similar to a gratitude practice where we're just saying, thank you for this glass of water. Thank you for my home. Thank you for this moment in time that I'm spending with Cindy Freeman. Thank you, thank you, thank you, which raises our vibration. Now we can get into the dirt of it and say, okay, I'm willing to forgive myself for the 20 years that I was on the party train and undirected, unconnected, and all of those things. And we do that through four simple statements. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And we say that to ourselves for our benefit. And we have to do this over and over and over again. I usually like people to start with 150 to 200 mantras of the Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And what happens is the energy, the frequencies begin to come up of, oh, my gosh, all the times I was a jerk. Whoa. And instead of going into that resistance, we take a breath. We come to full responsibility, make amends where we can, and we say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And it begins to uncreate and destroy all that crap that we're lugging around. And we lug that stuff around, and it rings and it pings for us. So every time we were unloving or unkind or stole or cheated or lied or, you know, all those other things that we label as bad and that we carry this around like this burden. We get all doubled over, we're hunched over. When we begin to clear the energy field, because we as a body are just a field of infinite possibilities, communing with the field of infinite possibilities, and depending on what is ringing and pinging within our energetic field, will determine what comes into the energetic field that we will match. So as we begin to forgive ourselves, as we unwind that giant ball of icky stickiness that rings and pings, and it begins to quiet, it opens us up to this realization that we are connected and that there are these laws that we can now use for our benefit. The universal laws, which would be pillar four, these laws that are always working for our benefit. People say, yeah, law of attraction doesn't work. I wish for $1 million and I didn't get it, or I didn't get the pony, or whatever it is. What happens is we have to clear the energetic field or we will continue to get what we have always gotten. So if we don't do the forgiveness practice, the self-love practice, love ourselves enough to clear the field, really look at all the crap that we did, and come to full responsibility for it and recognize that on some level we chose that. And when we see that we chose that, because of free will, we can now choose something better. But we're so, through dogma, we're trained to say you're bad, you're evil, you're wicked, you're worthless, you could never be happy, you could never please a man, you don't deserve money. We reverberate that in our head, ringing and pinging that, and that becomes what the universal laws, this fourth pillar, gives us. When we come to, as we are coming to self-actualization, this journey, which is really what this is, self-mastery, self-actualization, when we realize that all of these experiences we can use for our benefit, and that each of them occurred for a healing of sorts, and then it becomes fuel to burn off, to let go of all that icky stickiness, and then we become purified, in a sense. Because we're so dense in this body, you know, everything is energy, right? We're all familiar with that, that we're just vibrating at a different density, I mean, at a different frequency than, say, this piece of paper or this glass of water. But we're vibrating this body into being. And things get stuck. And so we're using practice on a psycho-spiritual level to clear the field. And then we're managing our body by loving our body just as it is, and then nourishing it with that super breath work that we talked about, and then water, supercharging our water. We'll talk about that in a minute here. And then clearing it using hydration. We're not drinking enough water in this culture. There's a great book out there called, I can't think of the author's name, You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. So many of the little minor aches and pains that we have in our bodies, in our minds, because every thought is creating a residue, every frequency creates a residue in our body, that water is like the internal sweeper. So as we are offering forgiveness for ourselves, as we're saying, wow, you know, I would not choose that again, infinite love and gratitude, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, then we want to clear another way with using water. We are an electrical generator. We're like a little electrical generator. What does every electrical generator need for efficiency is lots of water. So we drink water, and when we take our water and we hold it in our hands and we say, I am charging this water with love and light and forgiveness, the molecules will arrange themselves, just like the universe will begin to arrange itself for our benefit. So that when we take this water in, after holding it for a moment, just saying, let this water superhydrate me. Please get rid of all of these thoughts that are causing me pain. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And we drink it in. It becomes part of our landscape, our physical landscape. And it helps us to continue to clear so that we can get to the voice of purpose. Hello? Are you there, God, Source, Divine? I can hear you more clearly today because I've cleared my energetic field. I've done supercharged breath work. I am now fully present, awake, and aware. I'm so very grateful to be here. I'm loving myself just as I am at this moment in time, and I'm seeing that all of the universe is conspiring in my favor. Is the universe a friendly place or an unfriendly place? We get to choose any moment of any day, and based upon what our belief is, the universe will organize and allow that for us. Now I'm going to take a sip of my supercharged water, Cindy, and be silent and listen to you.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you a question. So when you're done with your water, we'll step back just...
Ask away.
Okay. Just to review the pillars, the first one, hang on, let me grab it from what you said. The first one was breath work. The second would be the grace of gratitude.
Yes.
The third would be the oneness and love and forgiveness. And I'm sorry, what did you call the fourth one?
The laws. The laws. The universal laws.
Universal laws.
We
okay.
have to recognize this pillar, these laws that are always working on our behalf. We know the law of attraction. The law of attraction is considered the master law. But there are also the law of vibration, the law of cause and effect, the law of resonance, the law of growth, the law of abundance, polarity, reciprocity. And so as we see that the universe is set up so brilliantly for our benefit, we then use these laws, move within these laws, and they help us create better. So
right.
We know that the law of attraction is a universal law that ensures whatever energy is broadcast out into the universe is joined or attracted to energies that are an equal or harmonious frequency, resonance, or vibration. So if I'm sad and mad all the time and then I go out there on the earth plane and sadness and madness, we see a lot of that, don't we? It's just what I'm vibrating. I'm bringing that into my awareness. If I set my intention for the day through my simple practice, feet flat on the floor, connected, directed, protected, holding for 90 seconds, aware breath work, being so very grateful, forgiving myself for any self-doubt at this moment in time, and then saying, may I move out there safely, guide me, guard me, allow me to be the beacon of light out there, allow all seas of obstacles to part for me. May I move right through. And I'm sending my love and light to all who are caught in suffering and chaos and crisis and madness. I'm sending my love and light, but I'm not engaging in that. Does that make sense?
Yes, and that does make sense. So, first of all, before we go any further, I did not give the phone number for people to call in. If you would like to call in or have any questions for Reverend Lisa, please do so at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. If you happen to be listening on Skype and or call in, press the number 1 and you can connect that way and we'll know you're in the queue that you want to speak. Or, again, you can put something in either the chat room on Blog Talk Radio or on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and hopefully we'll see it there. But I would prefer that you call in. Since this is such a depth subject, I would rather have you speaking directly with her as opposed to me trying to relay. So on that. But what I was thinking, you know, when we're talking about the water and the air and the law of attraction and the whole thing, I can't help but, again, picture this huge circle. You know, we talked before about the breathing. We talked about the law of attraction. And with water, it's the same thing. They say, you know, you want to make sure we don't put the contaminants in the water and the oils and the chemicals. and all of that into the ground, because it'll go into our waterworks and it will spread and we'll be drinking that junk and all of that. And it's like, I can't help but see these huge circles in front of me and how, again, every single stitching thing interacts with each other. You know, the theory of... Right. We're all, you know, they say everything's energy. And it's kind of proof of that when we think of breathing and we think of water and air and, you know, and we have the stuff going through our plants to purify it. Both water and air go through our plants and go through our animals and all of that.
And water will be, you know, there will be a time when next to air, water will be the greatest commodity. And we do have to make sure that, you know, look at what's happening in California right now. The impact of the drought out there could be devastating for many. And, you know, he who has the water will be the winner in the end, because there are thousands, probably tens of thousands of people who do not have access to clean, potable water. And so when we take, and the changes that water goes through, if you drink municipal water as well, the water that we're drinking, same with breathwork, we want to make sure that the water we're drinking is high quality water. And so if that's not accessible to us, if we are, you know, pulling water out of the tap, infinite love and gratitude that we can drink that water, but when we supercharge it with intention, and you can even write, you know, you could pour a whole pitcher of water and you could write your intentions for the day on it. Let me see my purpose. Let me see clearly today. Let me be super hydrated and feel good today. Let me have love today. Let me accept myself today. You can set your water right on that, and based upon the work of Dr. Emoto, the water will resonate that. Water is malleable and pliable like the energetic field and the quality of water that we have. You can put crystals in your water and it will take on a different charge, because the water that we're drinking, especially from municipal sources, no longer has that frequency, that vibration. Although it will quench our thirst, thankfully, we can take it a step further by, you know, there are some filtration systems that will restore it, blah, 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 or just taking this water and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so very grateful that I can go to my tap and turn on the water and have it run clean and clear and be drinkable. We forget. We forget we're just a few days away if we didn't have water. There was that community, I think it was West Virginia, where the water was toxic for about 10 days. And that's a very frightening place to be in. So, you know, we want to consider these things as we are, as part of our gratitude practice as well, and make sure, like you said, that we're honoring the whole entire water system, making sure our rivers are being cleaned, making sure that we're keeping the ocean clean and looking to those technologies that are purifying ocean water so that it becomes potable, in case we get to the point where there is no more drinking water. And what a deep, deep, grave concern. In our other world, we are in the water business, so we certainly are infinitely grateful to the process of water and getting it to our bodies.
Right, and, you know, here, yeah, in, you know, West Virginia with the spill and all that, you're right. I mean, they said there were many as 300,000 people that didn't have safe drinking water out there. And we went through that in Milwaukee here. Boy, it's probably been 15 or so years. We had the cryptosporidium scare and everybody was sick and people had to boil their water. Luckily, we could boil it. You know, you can't
right.
boil that when there's chemical spills and oil spills, because you can't get rid of that stuff. You know?
Right.
And in some of those cases, you can't even bathe in it because, you know, you're going to burn your skin, or you don't know what's in it, or, you know, out there, yeah, they knew what it was. But there have been times, too, where people can't even shower with it. And we take a lot of that for granted. You know, you can't brush your teeth. You can't have your coffee. Oh, God forbid, not having coffee. I know at least one of my friends is listening here. Living in California would, you know, just go nuts on that. But, you know, they're dealing with, like you said, they're dealing with the drought out there. You know, and here we're getting extra snow and extra rain and all this stuff that I want to send out there. You know, they can brag about the heat, but they can't brag about their water, you know. But,
right.
You know, and showering and even, you know, flushing the toilet, whatever. There are so such, quote-unquote, simple things that some of us take for granted until we don't have it. And it's just hard. You know, I look at the lines on the news feeds from West Virginia where people were just trying to get some water for their kids because, you know, like you said, you know, adults can go a little longer than kids, but, you know, it is, your cells just break down if you don't have that fluid.
Yeah, you know? Really, really quickly, too. And, you know, and that's why when we're, as part of our practice, as part of our daily practice, that we want to make sure that we're getting to the best of our ability, the highest quality breath for sure, the highest quality nourishment of water that is flushing out all the toxins, and food. You know, we want to make sure that we are not just eating. You know, we do a lot of mindless eating, and we want to make sure that we are putting nourishment back into not just what we are stuffing in our faces, making sure to the degree that we can afford it, the highest quality food, water, breath work, and thoughts. So those become four other pillars that we want to make sure that we're hitting those. I'm not sure if you were able to get the print out the daily grid that I use just as a template for people as we're moving into this practice, this very simple practice. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, I have a place to write your dreams, your goals, your desires, or your purpose for the day. That could be today's top five. So what do I have to get done with? So many times we have this ridiculous to-do list. And part of our to-do list is us. We want to make sure that we are doing ourselves first through first thing in the morning, feet flat on the floor, 90 seconds of connection to Source, God, the Divine, breathing with awareness. Allowing our love and our light to, you know, expand to all the people in our household. You know, let my husband be well, let the kids be well, let us all hit our marks for today, returning home safely. Then seeing ourselves as moving successfully outward onto the earth plane. Oh, if there's going to be anybody who screws up today, don't let me be me. Let me be connected, directed, protected, effective in all that I'm doing today. And the first thing we want to do then is to hydrate. 1 liter of water for every 50 pounds of weight that we have. Now, I think I was writing about it last week. I'm not sure if it was on my blog or Facebook or whatever I was doing, but I live at altitude. I live at 10,000 feet, so it's easy for me to drink water, but Hun and I are always amazed when we go back to sea level how it's like, wow, have I drank any water today because there's so much humidity at sea level. So we really have to make sure that we are hitting the mark of hydration each day. So think about how much water you need in relation to your body mass each day and maybe pour that out ahead of time and say, okay, this is today's water, and then I'm going to supercharge my water with some of the ways that we talked about. And then make sure you're drinking that amount of water. Certainly limiting it, I guess, as you get into the evening so you're not up all night using the loo. And then we move into, you know, another way to manage this physical body is halt. We say halt on many different things. You know, if we're like seeing something coming up, it's like, halt, let me take this breath and see what's going on here. But as far as managing our physical body, I spell halt H-A-A-L-L-T-T. Am I hungry, angry, anxious, lonely, longing, tired, or thirsty? take care of all of those things before you try to do anything else. Get a little cat nap. Drink some water. Get some super good protein. Take a handful of cashews. Make yourself a green drink. What are you anxious about? You know, do that breath work. Breathe it in. We can clear the energetic fields. Like, yeah, I'm a little, this morning I had to do this. I started getting a little bit anxious about the interview. And, you know, so going into my practice before here, you know, really had to do some good grounding work to clear that so that I could be effective here for our time together. I'm very grateful for that. What are we longing for? We're all longing for this connection. And this, as we progress, as we mature, purpose begins to resonate. But if we're so cluttered, if we're so chaotic, if we're so distracted, we can't get there from here, to quote my Mainer friends. So we engage in a practice so that we can begin to hear clearly the song of purpose, the sound of purpose. We continue each and every day, little tiny baby steps, big giant breath. Then we have a better opportunity to hear what Source is teaching. We're longing for this connection, and I'm so grateful for this technology that we can do this so that I can be sitting here in my office at home, infinite love and gratitude to that, and reach so many people. But we also have to continue to make the real face-to-face connections. We really are longing for that. The technology, the original technology that is the tool of this body, this crystal, that allows us divine connection. But we have to switch off the technology. We have to clear the electromagnetic field, because if we're sitting here in front of our computer all day, it too is putting up a wall of frequency that is distracting to us. You know, you think about if you spent 10 hours on your computer without getting up, you know, oh, you know, you're kind of a mess at the end of the day. You forgot to drink water. You forgot to nourish yourself. You forgot to breathe, and you feel...
that's what I feel on Mondays, because it's like, put the whole show out, go out, da-da-da-da-da, and then it gets to be, you know, 4 o'clock here in the afternoon. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's see. Did I drink anything during the show? No, because I don't want to have to get up and run. You know, what did I have to eat? Oh, wait, no, too nervous. Don't want to do that. So I hear you. Mondays end up, you know, as much as I love them, there are weeks where I get messed up. Now, today I didn't. That's good, so...
For sure. So, you know, we do some of the energetic techniques. You can take an Epsom salt bath. That's great for pulling out electromagnetic frequencies. My computer is surrounded by crystals. I like the rock salt crystals. That really helps dispel the magnetic field. And then I encourage everybody to spend 90 seconds every hour that we are awake moving. So take... You know, a lot of times people say, well, how do I connect? Well, I don't know, at the top of the hour, take 90 seconds, breathe and move, drink some water, get a handful of protein, and then go on with your day. If we were to move for 90 seconds for every 12 hours that we're awake, that's more than 20 minutes of activity. So we've just done it in these little tiny increments, and they count. So we step away from that technology, we stamp our feet, because that really gets the root chakra open and activated. It dispels all that negativity, and, you know, it allows us to then have that moment to say, oh, you know, I'm longing for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or, you know, I'm really lonely and I'm going to call a friend and say, hey, friend, I need you right now, or whatever that is. And then we keep our gratitude going all day. I'm reading from the grid again. So then we think about people who need our prayers or our communion, and we write those people down, and we periodically think of them throughout the day. My niece and nephew are returning from Sochi today, so infinite love and gratitude to them for safe travels. I'm seeing that whole, I've already run it through the whole energy. I've already seen them home, and we ran the energy before they ever even left, and saw miracles occurring for them and blah, 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 and safety, and it was an amazing experience for them. But you think about periodically, so during that 90 seconds of connection and movement and design alignment, you know, we can be sending out, you know, oh, Mrs. Jones is having a challenge. Let me just hold her in my heart. Let me hold me in my heart. Let's not forget ourselves for our prayers. Dear God, please be with me. Help me manage this horrible, anxious feeling I'm having. God, I'm so lonely. Please send me, you know, or please allow me a connection that I didn't recognize. Let me put some energy in that direction so that I can not be so focused on my loneliness. I recognize it. I'm loving it. And then I'm going to put my attention on where I can connect. We're seeing all things as divine, especially ourselves. And we're saying, what I love about me is. And so often when I teach the second pillar, when I teach the pillar of oneness, the relationship of oneness, we go through in the workshop, and, you know, you've heard of the old, the mirroring, right? I can't tell you how surprised I am every time I teach this workshop at what a challenge it is for people to look in the mirror and say, I love you, to themselves. So we want to kind of bring that back in as we're doing this work, this simple practice. We're creating a purposeful mission of loving ourselves so that our purpose gets greater and greater. If we don't love ourselves enough, we may not attain that high aspirational purpose of, you know, whatever it may be for us. You know, for me, I'm a spiritual teacher, so, you know, I'm continuing to allow that to unfold for me. I have to have a certain amount of love and compassion for myself and forgiveness for myself so that I can move beyond the limiting beliefs, the self-doubt. How does that feel?
I'm one of those that does not like that mirror trick. So, yes, it's, you know, I've learned it over the years, but you're right. It's, and, you know, we do need to love ourselves before we can expect others to love us. And, it, you know, some people say that's all cliche, What? But you know what? There is the truth to we teach others how to treat us. And that's where I think that if we can't love ourselves, how do we expect others to love us comes in more than anything else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're not comfortable with the I love you, at least never leave a mirror without going, atta girl, Cindy. Yay for you, Cindy. I'm rooting for you, Cindy. Looking at yourself in the eyes, atta girl, and move on. And see if that can, that might feel a little more comfortable.
I like that one. That one's much more comfortable. Cause I don't,
there
you
go.
I don't know why, and maybe, again, it's the upbringing, past life, if there is one, past experiences, whatever. Whatever reason behind it, you know, our family didn't really say I love you, and it really, you know, was a stretch. When it did happen, it was like something was a catastrophe or a surgery or something, you know, that kind of stuff. But in general,
right,
we didn't say it, and I think that's possibly where that learned, you know, it is special, I guess, on some levels for me and that. Maybe that's just what it is. It's really, it's got to be really, really important or there. And, you know, I just got a different angle on that. It used to be, oh, well, I can't say it because it wasn't said at home. But, you know, I think it's more because it was more special because it wasn't said that often.
Right.
So, yeah.
And you know, as we move forward, we recognize that love is and that we can allow it to expand for us, that God is love. In Gematria, which is the numerology of the Hebraic language, soul, God, and love all are a number 8. I just did this whole teaching at a workshop recently. So when we are loving, when we use the word love, as we love ourselves, atta girl, Cindy, I love you, however it's going to be for us, we are seeing that it is important, that just being lovely, loving is important. Doesn't have to mean deathbed important. Just living is, and loving is important each and every day, and to allow that love to just be infinite. If God, love, and soul are all a number 8, and they all represent the same frequency and vibration, then why not allow that to unfold for us even more? I remember I was, you know, our family, I think, you know, I had a very loving upbringing, but yeah, I don't know if we said the words, I love you, and I started saying it mid-teens, you know, to my parents every time I talked to them, I love you, I love you. And I can remember it being like, you know, almost too much. And I can remember my mother saying that, you know, like, that maybe it was being overused. And I don't think we can use the word love enough. Whether mm-hmm. it's I love spaghetti or I love the fact that we are having this time together and that we are moving forward.
Right. And again, I think it's weird because I've had some friends try to, quote unquote, break me of it. You know, they'll throw out, I love you, and it's like, yeah, okay.
right.
You know, and it takes a while. It takes, and I, for me, I guess love is synonymous with trust, which is an interesting thing, too. So
right.
I wonder numerically how that comes out. But you said it's love, soul, and what was the other one?
Love, soul, and love, soul, and God.
God, okay. Interesting.
It is. And so as we are, okay, that's the way you said that is beautiful. So when we block someone saying, Cindy, I love you, you're an amazing woman, wow, the work you're doing, infinite love and gratitude, that's another way that we are really actually turning away from purpose, not being purposeful in our loving kindness. If we block someone else's love, if we block the gift that they're trying to give us of their love, we create this screen. So we're not sending love back to them. Remember, the only response to I love you is either I love you too and thank you. You know, I don't know if you remember that episode of Seinfeld where George
mm-hmm.
and I
yep.
one time. And so the proper response to someone saying I love you is I love you too. And this is not romantic love. This is not passionate love of kind. This is just love of mankind. This is just love of life. And so in the universal laws, the law of reciprocity, we would want to take that love in and say, thank you, friend. And ideally be able to say, I love you too, but if we can't, let's just say thank you. So what we are all asking for at this time matters, and how we're asking. So we all want more love in our life, so we ask for love. Someone gives us a loving gesture, I love you, Cindy. And then instead of aligning with that and letting our heart be healed, we block that. And so often when we're dealing with these universal laws, not just in love, I'm just throwing that out because we were talking about that, we say, I really, really want peace of mind. And we cultivate, you know, we pretend, we try, we're trying to be better, whatever it is that we're asking for. Then we have to align to that frequency. So we have to do our practice. We have to say, peace of mind means I'm turning away from the chaos and the crisis and the drama that I learned or whatever. I'm aligning myself with this universe. But the third part of this, as taught by Abraham, is we have to allow. And we have to allow people to love us. We have to allow ourselves to love ourselves. We have to allow the universe to provide. So many times we're trying to be the puppet master and controlling others, right, as we kind of talked before. We take that step back, we take a breath, and we just say, you know what, I am worthy of good things. I'm worthy of good things because I'm good, and I'm loving, and I'm kind, and I'm compassionate, and that's all that matters. We forget to align with these universal laws so that it's through the alignment that we receive. We'll say, I want $1 million, and then we go into, but I couldn't have $1 million because it's impossible, because, you know, my family came from scarcity consciousness. We believe that we're supposed to be poor of spirit, blah, blah, blah. Universe says, no, 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 ask. You ask for it. Now you align to it. So you open yourself. You create the channel. You create the program that will create $1 million. And you say, you know what? Worthy. I'm worthy. I'm worthy. I'm enthusiastic in fields with God. We're conspiring together. This is our purpose and our mission, to allow abundance to rain down upon me, instead of repelling it by saying, you know, those limited beliefs. Well, I can never figure it out. That's for you people, not for us. We, you know, our family isn't loving and kind. You know, that was then. This is now. How do you want it to be moving forward? You get to choose.
And that makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's simple, but it's not always easy. And whenever we're feeling this resistance, that's where the healing is going to occur. So it's like, oh, someone said they love me. What does that mean? What does that mean? Are they on their deathbed or whatever it is? And instead of take that breath, manage your physical body, breathe in, breathe out, and then say, thank you for this gift of love. And you can call your friend back and say, hey, friend, thank you. You know, I've had time to think about that, and now I can respond. Because some people have to things. I'm a very fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of girl. So allowing that, aligning and then allowing it, we are all worthy of good things. That, you know, things happen. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is always an option. We can be fully receptive at this moment in time and no other time. We can surrender, release, and let go of all those thoughts about, gee, I wish my parents would have, or my cousins would have, or my husband would have. Those are all things that keep us trapped in the past, or we're anxiously anticipating the future. Oh, I've got this interview today. I hope I don't screw up and look like a fool. That keeps us trapped as well. The only place that we can affect any change, the only place that we can recognize purpose, is here and now. So the purpose of this meeting that you and I are having, I would say it's spot on. We are attaining the purpose of this interview, in infinite love and gratitude. Now, after we hang up the phone and we move on with our evening, the purpose becomes relaxing, nourishing, nurturing ourselves, loving the people in our lives, forgiving ourselves, tucking ourselves in at the end of the day and saying, wow, I see myself as successful all through my day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Back to the grid, I'm going to turn all this over for the purpose of surrendering. I'm surrendering all of this for tonight, the things that, okay, so I didn't get to the post office today or the bank. Okay, I'm going to let that go. Those become tomorrow's top five, but I can't beat myself up about what I didn't accomplish today. I need to rest and restore all night and awaken to the infinite possibilities for tomorrow and then start all over again. So we come to zero every single day. We start just exactly where we are and nowhere else, and then we move forward. And then based upon the success of today, seeing today as fully successful, tomorrow, this is the purpose for tomorrow. I'm going to maintain my body, mind, spirit connection. I'm going to make sure that I am breathing with awareness, hydrating myself, being grateful for the journey, forgiving myself as things come up. Because once we start this practice, it opens this channel, and you're going to think of things that, oh, my gosh, I didn't think of that for 20 years. Okay, this is an opportunity for me to take a step back, halt hungering or lonely, tired, lonely or thirsty, longing or thirsty, manage the physical body, moving into the I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, to yourself, for yourself. And if you can, make an amend, write a check. You know, sometimes it's good to make a offering, so to speak. You know, if you can't take care of what was then you can make an offering of a different kind, support your local, you know, animal shelter, whatever it is for you, and be grateful, love yourself, and then say, wow, the universe is conspiring in my favor. It brought up all that gunk from the past into my awareness, and I'm forgiving the whole ball of it now. Surrender, releasing it down to the core of Mother Earth, letting that go, and then starting fresh again with this breath. Each breath is a new beginning, a new opportunity, a new purpose moving forward. How does that sound?
Well, yeah, you know, and I know some of this comes out of some of the 12-step programs. You know, if people are hearing this and going, gee, that sounds kind of familiar, you know, if they've ever known anyone in recovery or been through a recovery program, you know, they do have some of that, again, every day going through that same process of forgiveness, analyzing your day, you know, forgiveness, saying I'm sorry or receiving it and moving on and not dwelling on it, you know, and being able to spread that good stuff. And, you know, in, I believe, the 12 steps, the halt is hungry, angry, lonely, tired. I kind of like thirsty, though. I kind of like thirsty. So, you know, that makes a lot of sense, too, because, again,
oop, I lost you there. Right, and I spell mine with the extra L and the extra T to get the lonely, longing, tired, and thirsty. And that seems to help me manage my physical body. So the daily grid is just a template. You can use this. Maybe you can put it on the Facebook page. I'm not sure. And, you know, I invite people to develop their own, but it kind of keeps us holding those three times a day, the aware breath work, mini meditations for 90 seconds or greater, moving every hour on the hour with awareness for 90 seconds, making sure we're super hydrating ourselves and allowing ourselves to just continue to move through these doors of towards purpose, prosperity, peace of mind, well-being, and all those amazing experiences that allow us to love this brief parenthesis and all of that is life.
Yep, yep, I am back if I seem to disappear again. I love Skype.
Pretty amazing. Disappearing woman. Poof, here she is again.
Yeah, and unfortunately my phone's dead or I'd be calling in on that and having that as backup today, but today it's not working right, so, yeah.
Technology.
Yes. Like you said, it's fun to be able to sit at home just in, you know, comfortable clothes and comfortable environment, but yet it is there, so.
Absolutely. Well, I'd love to invite all of your audience to download my copy of Simplicity of Spirituality. It talks more about these tools and techniques from the website www.lisagiroux.com. I'm doing an ongoing teaching program, the Precious You Teachings, reminding us of just our precious nature. It is our innate nature. It is how we came in. We are absolutely valuable. We are valuable. We are worthy. And so it is a 21 series teaching, and it's based upon the chakra system. So each one is a body, mind, spirit tool and technique. And we're just getting to the second chakra this week, the sacral chakra. We did root chakra last month. And the sacral chakra is our design center, so we're realigning, redesigning our inner life so that our outer life mirrors it. And so if anybody's interested in that, they can email me at lisa@lisagiroux.com or call me at 719-839-0461, and we can talk about what kind of coaching program might be right for them. Because I do teach Simplicity Spirituality as well as it is my foundation program. And it will be available for sale on the website at some point. But infinite love and gratitude to that.
Okay.
Putting that
and
out.
So is there a cost to it now to join it in the second week?
It would be, it's already been 3 weeks. So
okay.
you would get all the paperwork and the download. It's normally $75 a month, but for our Blog Talk listeners, I'm just doing it for $65. So it's three live coaching sessions. It's part of the group, and then you get the downloads that you can listen to anytime. And
like I said,
it's an ongoing program. So even if you're not, you know, we're continuing to review and go back and forth with the teaching. Even if you didn't get in, you can start now and then go back and listen. So, yes, I will be recording that tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. So I'll be putting that on the group. So if you want to be part of the group, you can email me at lisa@lisagiroux.com and we'll get you started.
And for those who need that spelled, lisagiroux.com. So for those that might be listening and don't have the Blog Talk or the Purpose Talk radio information in front of them. So, all right, folks, you got last chance to give a phone to give a call, 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Otherwise, was there any other information you wanted to share? I don't know if you were interested in that energy piece that you were talking about or if you've had enough sharing with us today, or what would you like to do?
Oh, yeah. We can certainly continue on. You know, are you talking about the running of the energy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I would do that if someone had called in, but you know, what that is similar to what we're doing with this breath work. So we could do this together for sure. So we would just want to, if it's safe, we can just put our feet flat on the floor as we just come to this very still, quiet space within, using our breath to connect, big deep breath in, engaging the powerful pelvic point, and just hold that breath in me for a moment. And then we're going to surrender, release, and let that go. We're going to begin to make our exhalation just a bit longer than the inhalation. As we just begin to scan our body, keeping the powerful pelvic point engaged, and surrendering, releasing, and letting go. Another big deep breath in. And with all of your love and your light, Cindy, go to any place within your bodyscape where you may be having a challenge, any thought patterns that may be causing you to have a challenge as we breathe in. Putting your love and your light and your attention upon any place within your body, mind, or spirit that needs your attention as we then send all that is no longer needed down to the core of Mother Earth. And on this inhalation, Cindy, big deep breath in, expanding the belly, we're going to begin to tense the entire body with the awareness of where we're feeling icky or sticky, just tensing our legs, our tummy, our arms, our chest, scrunching up our face, raising our shoulders, squeeze, 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 and hold, and then let that go all the way down to the core of Mother Earth. Surrendering, releasing, and letting go all that is no longer beneficial, clearing the field so that we can begin to imagine, visualize through our imagination practice, allowing ourselves to begin to see, feel, hear, and know that which is for our highest good, breathing now in again, Let's do another body tension technique, just tensing up the entire body, squeezing, 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 hold for an instant, surrender, release, and let that go. Moving into a deeper level of relaxation, rejuvenation, imagining it how we want it to be, moving towards purpose, big deep breath in, tensing the body one more time, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Surrender, release, and let go of disbelief. Surrender, release, and let go of crisis and drama. Restoring ourselves to perfect balance. Body, mind, spirit, offering gratitude for this journey, this moment in time where life is occurring. Loving ourselves fully just as we are right here, right now. Recognize that we are directed, connected, protected in all that we are choosing to do. And if anything comes into your mind's eye, Cindy, just allow it to be, and bring that into your energetic channel, down to your energetic system, and then let that go, moving to an even deeper level of relaxation, mindfulness, being fully awake and aware now, imagining for yourself, Cindy, how you want it to be, and anything that comes into your mind, run it through your energetic channel. Surrendering, releasing, and letting that go of that. Holding for an instant, I want you to see yourself, Cindy, as the powerful dynamic that you are, woman that you are, full of purpose and promise, filled with love and light and acceptance of yourself and others, just as you are self-accepting all others just as they are. As we move forward, we're asking that we be connected, directed, protected, effective in all that we are choosing to do. We're asking that this work that matters become important, that as it grows in importance, that it also expands across the earth plane so that people and hearts are awakening and healing, becoming whole. As we awaken to the divine consciousness that is, we allow it to heal our hearts. We recognize and see the brokenheartedness of all, and we are setting the example of what it means to be powerful, dynamic, purposeful woman moving forward, drawing to us perfect situations, people, and experiences that are for our soul's highest good. And anything that we perceive as lacking, that we are now allowing ourselves to attain a vibration and a receptivity for that which is good, that which is God, and continuing to strengthen our connection to the divine above, to the divine below, and most importantly, to the divine within each and every one of us. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Namaste, Cindy. I hope that helps you out. How did that feel?
Jumped out of that. That was good, because tomorrow I have a meeting that will be telling some of my future, and I did have to let some stuff go in order to be able to move forward with the next step. So that was right appropriate. And someone else had already suggested that I needed to kind of project into the future and project before I showed up to the meeting what I want as the result out of it. From one of the other shows that I listen to most nights on Curious Times, and it was great. So the timing on that is absolutely wonderful. So thank you.
And seeing yourself as successful in all that you are choosing to do, letting everybody else's projections upon you go.
Yeah.
Which is the ongoing, just the clearing of that energy field, just taking that breath, becoming aware, surrendering, releasing, and letting it go. Even the things that we really, really want, we want to turn them over to God. We want to turn this over to Source. We have to release and let that go as well. Otherwise, we hold on to it, you know, like our last chocolate chip cookie, you know. Sometimes we have to share all of this and allow so that we can get more. Because if we are so cramped and clinging, then we don't receive. When we can relax, when we can imagine, when we can visualize, hold that energetic breath and allow it to just wash through us, then everything moves out there into the energetic field. That which we are surrendering, releasing, and letting go, whether we're perceiving it as amazing or not amazing, we're just sending it out there and allowing it to be healed so that when it comes back to us, it is absolutely glorious and amazing.
True. Excellent.
Well,
okay,
wonderful.
Then. Thank you.
Okay, then.
All right. I will, again, if there's anything else that you want to share, otherwise I will put you on hold, and we're going to be calling this show a nice wrap-up. I think we leave
well,
on this positive energy.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. All right. And I'll just put you on hold. You can listen to the rest of it if you'd like. Otherwise, we'll catch you on Facebook. And, again, folks can contact you at Lisa at lisagiroux@.com or on Facebook. And then also you have a Facebook. I should have asked you, too, that you also have a Facebook page, right? The Pathways one?
I do. It's Pathways to Peace, Purpose, and Prosperity. But I think it's Reiki with Lisa is the official, well, you probably know what the tag is.
I just did it with your name, yeah.
Yes,
Lisa Drew, Pathways to Peace, Purpose, and Prosperity. So.
Right. You'll find it, facebook.com/ReikiWithLisa, all one word.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for being my guest today, and hopefully some folks will connect with you to take part in your programs as well.
Wonderful. Thanks, Cindy. Let me know how I can serve in the future. Take care.
Take care. Okay, folks, thank you for listening today on Purpose Talk Radio. Again, it is Monday, February 24th. Let's see, if you'd like to connect with suggestions for guests, sponsor a show, donate to a show, find out about who we have up and coming, you can do so at PurposeTalkRadio.com. Next week, I have Sunny Bame as our guest. And honestly, I don't know that we have a particular discussion for her set yet. Although it is Dr. Seuss Day, and I think that's one of her characters, so it might work out just wonderfully on that. And I guess as I say that, you know, it's Dr. Seuss's birthday, read to your children, and the importance of all of us reading and gathering information as we go on in life. You know, it's kind of off topic, but it is important. You know, gathering information, however we do it, and continuing to learn is all part of that process of finding our purpose as well. So I share that with you. Let's see. Coming up then, I can tell you in April, if you are interested, we have on April 7th, I have Jeanette Thompson-Venturini. On the 14th, I have Charlotte Foley Phillips. On the 21st, I have Jillian Clark. And at this point, probably on the 28th, we have Andrea Scott. Like I said, I do have some openings in March. If you'd like to be a part of our show, please do get a hold of me at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com on the email. Or you can click on the button on our website at PurposeTalkRadio.com. excuse me, sorry. I'm taking that breath a little too strong there. And as Lisa had said today, we want to make sure that we are constantly breathing in the good as well as breathing out good. That is our purpose for life. You know, we have other things and other information that we know we receive from source on a daily basis. We need to listen to what those are. I think today's affirmation will make very simple.
I am breathing in and breathing care of all that I need. So again, I am breathing in and out good and taking care of all that I need. That would include hydrating yourself, connecting with Source, forgiving yourself, being able to look in the mirror and say, I love you, or atta girl, atta boy, whatever you need, whatever you're able to do for yourself. All those things that Reverend Lisa mentioned today in her discussion, as she discussed too, the four pillars that we have, the breath work, the oneness. Actually, I missed the second one in there. The breath work, the grace of gratitude, the oneness of love and forgiveness, and the universal laws, such as law of attraction, resonance, polarity, all those things that we go and that operate on a daily basis under the surface of our lives that we don't even sometimes realize are at work. Because as we attract and as we learn to love ourselves, as we learn to teach others how to love us in the same way, that's important, and what goes around comes around. What we bring to ourselves is what we put out from ourselves as well. So having said all that, thank you for listening to the show today. Our theme song is I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. You can connect with them at TRUETRINITY. Again, I wish my co-writer, Jillian Clark, a very happy birthday today. And our other co-writer is Rachel Martinez. The fun life that we have had, I do love these girls. They have been a part of my life for about 4 years now. We have learned to agree and disagree over time. We have had to forgive. We have learned to love. We have learned to exist. So all those things, again, that Lisa was talking about, kind of relate to these groups. And I'm sure all of you have had people in your lives that you've been able to connect to at times, and other times you've been away from, and you've had differencing of opinions. And hopefully with the exercise that she took us through today, the energy work, the running energy, maybe you've been able to forgive anything that you need to and to move on and reconnect with some of the people in your lives. Like I said, these ladies have been a joy to me, and I am very grateful to them, as well as to Jen Revelle, the former host of the show, and all of you who have listened today and over the weeks and months that I've been hosting this show. I invite you back next Monday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK for Stack Radio. For now, I wish you all soul blessings, and we end with the theme song, I Am Who I Am.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.